Heidelberg Catechism, Lord's Day 12, question 31. Why is he called Christ, that is, anointed? Because he is ordained of God the Father and anointed with the Holy Ghost to be our chief prophet and teacher, who has fully revealed to us the secret counsel and will of God concerning our redemption, and our only high priest, who by the one sacrifice of his body has redeemed us and ever liveth to make intercession for us with the Father, and our eternal King, who governs us by his word and spirit, and defends and preserves us in the redemption obtained for us. And then question 32, but why art thou called a Christian? Because by faith I am a member of Christ, and thus a partaker of his anointing, in order that I also may confess his name, may present myself a living sacrifice of thankfulness to him, and that with a free conscience I may fight against sin and the devil in this life, and hereafter in eternity reign with him over all creatures. In this Lord's Day of the Heidelberg Catechism, we come to a very central confession. We're used to speaking of Jesus as the Lord Jesus Christ. We almost treat Christ as a last name. But it's important to forget that it's not a last name, it's a title. The Hebrew version is Messiah, the Greek version is Christ, the English version is anointed. When we speak about Jesus Christ, we're speaking about Jesus, the anointed one. And of course, that highlights the reality of his offices. What is Christ? What function does Christ carry out? Well, he's prophet, priest, and king. And that relates to us as well, united to Christ, partaking in his anointing. Every believer is prophet, priest, and king, as those given that tremendously high dignity. Of course, we also have the responsibility, the privilege of confessing his name as prophets, offering ourselves as living sacrifices as priests, and engaging in combat as a king would do in this life, and then hereafter, reigning, entering into our victory in Christ more fully. Now, those are very rich ideas, and the Catechism gives us an overview here. There is another Catechism, the Westminster Larger Catechism, that expands on all of these ideas in considerable detail. So, with reference to Christ, listen to how Westminster Larger Catechism, question 42, deals with this. It says, our mediator was called Christ because he was anointed by the Holy Ghost above measure, and so set apart and fully furnished with all authority and ability to execute the offices of prophet, priest, and king of his church in the estate both of his humiliation and exaltation. And in the questions and answers that follow, they're going to expand on how does Christ execute the office of a prophet or of a priest or of a king in his estate of humiliation and in his estate of exaltation. So at the same time that there's harmony, that the Westminster Larger Catechism recognizes the same realities that the Heidelberg Catechism does, it also helps us to see that what we have in the Heidelberg in very summarized form is capable of great expansion. Because this is at the heart of our confession. Our confession that Jesus is the anointed one then carries over into our whole understanding of who we are and what we are supposed to be doing. Because we're united to the anointed Christ, we too are to function as prophets, as priests, and as kings. That's a tremendous responsibility, but it is also a glorious privilege.